Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Today we have another powerful word from James in the book of James. He calls us, he challenges us to not just listen or hear the word, right? But to let the word of God, let the Bible sink deep into our lives to where it comes out as action. In today's verses, James calls us to be doers of the word. And there's a cool picture that he paints. There's actually two pictures that he paints that I want to talk about today. But before we jump into that too heavy, let's pray and let's invite God to join us. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and I thank you so much for these mannas. Every morning that we get to come together, we get to study your word, God, and you get to speak to us through your word. God, I pray that you would bless this time. I pray that you'd speak to those who are watching, God. Your word never returns void. I thank you for that, God. Go before us today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So, today we're going to read James verse 21. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. 22 through 25. Okay, so we're almost done with the first chapter in James. We still have a couple more verses after that where it kind of goes a little different, but it's powerful, and I can't wait to get there next week. But today, let's start. So get your Bibles out, get your Bible apps, whatever you read your Bible on, and we'll be reading James 1, verses 23 through 25. Here we go. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. I kind of want to split it off there. So let's look at this. This is cool. Remember, in James is writing to a group of believers that is scattered. Believers in Christ that have been scattered around. And how do they hear the word, right? He says, don't be hearers only, but be doers. How do they hear the word? Probably similar to what we do, right? They go to church. They go and they hear someone read the scripture. They hear someone read it out loud. Just like us on Sundays, I feel like we can get into a routine where we go to church, which is an amazing thing. We all need to go to church. Everybody needs to be in church. Everybody needs to find a place where they can serve. God calls us to that. But sometimes we get into that routine where we go into church and we're just hearers of the word. We go in, we hear what Pastor Greg has to say. We let the word, it's like, man, that's powerful. And then we turn around and walk out and forget everything that God talked to us about in that sermon. And that's kind of what I think he's talking about here, right? Who walks up to a mirror, looks in it, and then forgets what he sees. Like if I'm getting dressed in the morning, I put on a shirt, I go to the mirror, and there's a big stain on it, and then I walk away like I didn't see anything, I'm going to look silly going to work. And it's that same way with church. I think sometimes we get into a routine where it's like, I'm just here, I'm having fellowship, I'm doing what I'm supposed to, but you're not being doers. You're just letting the word hit you on the surface level. You're just looking into it and then walking away and forgetting. So, James says that this is not the way we should live, right? Because when we live like this, when we're only hearers, when we only let that word hit us at a surface level, we're deceiving ourselves. We're not who God has called us to be. We're not who we need to be, right? But when we are doers, this is a cool. So it goes back. Let's jump back into 25. So, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, who looks into the word and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So when we take that step, so when we let what Pastor Greg, the message that God gives Greg from his word, hit us, go deep in, and we're not hearers, but we become doers, right? When we are doing those things, we're not forgetful. James says we won't be a forgetful hearer, but we'll be a doer of the work. Because the word, the Bible calls us to do specific things as Christians. So we're not to be one that just comes in, lets it hit us at a surface level, let us understand the knowledge, right? Sometimes we just have knowledge of the word. Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but I don't do what those things, right? That's not how God calls us to live. We're called to know what the Bible says, but not just know, to act that out. We're called to let this word come so much into our lives, to be so saturated in the word that the end result is action. That we're going to say, God, you know what? This is what your word says, and I'm going to do it. And it says, James says, when we do that, this one will be blessed in what he does. Why will we be blessed? We'll be blessed because we're doing what the word of God said. We're following God's commandments, which James will define later on as loving God, right? Actually, that's in John. Sorry, 1 John defines that, right? How do we love God? We obey his commandments. I think James is tapping into that as well. We cannot come to church and just get knowledge of the Bible. We cannot come to church and just get knowledge of God. We have to take that knowledge and apply it to our lives. That's when God shows up. When we're faithful in those little things, when we're faithful in walking in what God calls us to do, God is faithful in that blessing. God is faithful in blessing us in what we do, because we're doing it for him. Our everything shifts. It's no longer about myself. When I go to work, it's not to get money for me, to get what I need. It's not to bless me, bless just my family, right? When I do those things, my attention, everything shifts, and it's like, I'm doing this for God. God calls me to do this. And when we see that, and when we're blessing God, others will see that. When we're doers of the word, when we're not just going out and preaching to people, but we're helping people, people see that. When they see that joy that's in us from being a doer, from being someone that is fully in God, they want that, right? When they see, the Bible says, that it's by our love for one another that others will see us, right? We cannot be fighting amongst ourselves. We cannot be just letting it hit us, letting God's word have that base knowledge. We got to let it sink in so that we can love each other well and that what we do is blessed. So my challenge for you today is whatever God gave you from this message from Sunday, be doers of that, right? Because every Sunday I come to church, God hits me with something, whether it's through, well, usually through Greg's sermon, because Greg just saturates his sermon with the word, and there's so many things that God's like, hey, look at that, right? And my challenge is, when God points those things out to you, don't just let it hit and then forget about it. Don't just look in the mirror and forget what you see. Focus on that thing. God's challenging you to get better at this Christian walk, to be closer to him. So when you grab those nuggets that God has for you, grab them, study his word, and work through those. Do the work. Be a doer of his word. Have a good week, guys.